A few months ago, KCPW looked at the divide in Utah's Republican Party over an election law and political ideology. In a state with 657,491 active Republican voters, it's easy, or rather more obvious, to take the temperature of the conservative party. But how is the left side of the aisle, with 167,036 active Democrats, doing in the Beehive State? This is In the Hive. I'm Emily Means. In 2016, progressive Utahns went crazy for presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders, with 79% of Democratic voters casting a ballot for Sanders over the eventual party nominee, Hillary Clinton. 14,000 people showed up to a rally at This Is the Place Heritage Park for the 75-year-old independent senator from Vermont.
See, it looks like I was given some bad information. Somebody told me that Utah was a Republican state. Doesn't look like that this afternoon.
To say that Sanders energized young voters is an understatement. Data from Tufts University show that Sanders received 25% more votes from people under 30 in the primaries than Clinton and Trump combined. Across the nation, many young people are charging ahead under the progressive banner. Surveys from the Pew Research Center show millennials and Gen Xers increasingly identify as liberal Democrats, while baby boomers and older voters align themselves with conservative Republican ideals. This was illustrated at a meeting of the University of Utah chapter of Students for a Democratic Society, where a dozen radically progressive 20-somethings planned for the organization's national convention talked about presenting the group's demands to University of Utah President Ruth Watkins and discuss the news.
Kavanaugh got accused of sexual assault.
Yeah, they just canceled the confirmation meeting.
Well, so it'll be interesting to see if that matters now, since it didn't in the 90s.
After the meeting, I talked with two of the members.
I'm Lauren, I'm a freshman, and I am double majoring in political science and ethnic studies.
Christian Hartshorn, junior art with an emphasis in graphic design.
The Students for a Democratic Society national organization states that it doesn't align itself with any political party, only as an organization established for the purpose of direct action. I asked Lauren and Christian if they consider themselves as Democrats.
Yes, very much so. Especially when it comes to like social issues, I think that freedoms that Democrats give to people that are minorities or people that have lower incomes than the majority are really good things to support.
I believe in democracy. I don't align myself with the Democratic Party in the United States. I think that the Democratic Party doesn't have the same interests as me or a lot of the people that they say they do. They don't go far enough. Generally, they'll try to support social programs to a point. As long as they can find profit for it. Like, I think they support interests that Republicans support. So, like, both ways they're getting funding from the wealthy people in this country that control a lot of the things. And I think the general public doesn't benefit from either party.
And finally, what is the future of the progressive platform and what can reasonably be accomplished in the next 10 years?
It's kind of unknown right now, but I do think that we're heading in the right direction when it comes to, like I said, social issues such as marriage equality, college for everyone, healthcare for everyone, stuff like that. I would like to see some demilitarization on the part of the U.S., spending less money on the military and defense and more money in like education and social welfare programs.
I hope that we can get socialism to get popular in this country. That I don't think that aligns with the views of all SDS members. Like I said, I don't know what is going to happen, but that's what I hope. I have like a really big imagination. I mean, I could say that, we could establish a socialist state. Ultimately, I think I'm more of a pessimistic person. I don't think that's going to happen. I think realistically in 10 years, we can have better unions, better social programs. That's what I hope.
The Students for a Democratic Society National Convention will be held in Salt Lake City on October 20th and 21st. As we've inched closer and closer to the midterm elections in November, onlookers have wondered what strategy Democrats will use to get voters to the polls. We've seen a handful of progressive candidates beat out incumbent politicians who are more to the center and considered establishment Democrats, New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her congressional primary, and Andrew Gillum in the Florida gubernatorial race. But while it seems more candidates are openly running on progressive platforms, an analysis of 2018 primary races by the Brookings Institute is keeping tally of who's winning those primaries. And it's mostly moderate Democrats. I asked Daisy Thomas, chair of the Utah Democratic Party, what she made of it all.
People who are participating are changing. I think that's the biggest thing. It's not necessarily that there's this big progressive wave happening. I think it's just that there's more people participating and realizing that maybe the party hasn't represented their districts as well as they have for others. I mean, that is a real issue with the Democrats is we are a big tent party, and so what we stand for overall is equal rights and making sure that we all get to live a dignified life in the community together, period. But then there are people whose focus splits, and you know, that's just society. It's going to be no matter where you live, that's going to happen. But our candidates are focused on people living a dignified life. And that's why we push for things like Medicaid expansion and for Prop 2. And I think that these propositions are showing that the people who are currently leading Utah are not representing the people of Utah, maybe certain people who are participating in the system, but we need more people participating because we wouldn't have so many people wanting the ballot initiatives out there to vote in November if people were actually being represented.
Well, and you talked about the Democratic Party being a big tent party, and I guess in Utah, it's probably beneficial to have it be as such. But, you know, within that, you'll have your more moderate Democrats and more progressive. And I'm wondering if you can kind of talk about what this more progressive wing of the Democratic Party looks like in Utah. Like, who is that Democrat?
It's not even necessarily Democrats. They're people who are unaffiliated, but they're paying attention and they really want to see change. They're don't want to affiliate with the Democratic Party right now because it's gotten away so far from the values that are supposed to be what we stand for in terms of strengthening our families. There's been a lot of focus, rightfully so, on issues that need attention, but we can't get away from the fact that so many more people are being faced every day with the decisions that they shouldn't have to face. We should be able to work a 40-hour week and live our lives happily. We shouldn't have to have people working three, four jobs just to make ends meet. It's ridiculous. We are living in a system that's not balanced for anyone, and we need to make sure that as many people can get out who can to vote. And if you can't vote, we need to make sure that the people who can are being reliant on and responsible citizens to the people who live in their areas.
Well, you mentioned how the Democratic platform is really about, in your opinion anyway, you know, supporting basic human rights, right? But are there any particular issues that you think really resonate with liberals in Utah?
Right now, it's healthcare. We absolutely can't have a system where we have our neighbors having to use GoFundMe to pay for medical bills. That's ridiculous. It's outrageous. We have budgets. We can make sure that our budgets are being put towards investments into society because this is where we create our baseline for each other. I don't want to live in a world, I don't want my children growing up in a world where they're walking down the street and people are just laying there dying, being left alone. That's not the kind of world we should have.
Do you find that the focus on these issues differs from one end of the party to the next? Maybe just the way that we go about addressing them differs.
Overall, it's the same issues. We all want to live a dignified life. We all want to make sure our children are being raised in a good society. I think the conversation is different depending on who you're talking to, because that looks like something different to whoever you're talking to. But overall, we are a party that values each other, and we have to remember that at core, we're all equal, and we all deserve to have a baseline of security. And when you talk about that in some parts of the state, that means they need to have clean water and infrastructure well beyond what we have here in Salt Lake. Here we have good water in some areas, but in some areas we don't. And we have to address that very specifically by each area. But overall, we have a shared value that we need to make sure that people are aware of, because I think the Utah Democrats, especially because of national and the focus of the media, has a really bad reputation. I mean, I hear that people across the state can't admit to being Democrats. That's ridiculous. Why? Yeah. You can disagree with Republicans and disagree with each other. That's not a big deal. We can have public discourse, mm-hmm. but we have to return to civility. We can disagree, but if you're pushing an agenda that's going to violate someone's rights, someone's humanity, then I'm going to push back on that. And we can still have a civil conversation, but I'm not going to back down on saying that we shouldn't be having babies in cages and we shouldn't be profiting off of human suffering. Like, no, I'm sorry. I have a position to say stuff about that, and I'm going to.
Well, so then it seems like your understanding of those people who don't want to identify as Democrats, but as the chair of the Democratic Party, is that frustrating to you?
I mean, it's like any time you have someone who disagrees with you, if you live in a family, there's going to be issues where people will disagree with your issues and you can still have a civil conversation. You have to be representative for everyone. Mm-hmm. You have to respect everyone. But again, if you're crossing the line on someone else's dignity, you have a responsibility to stand up to that. There's no superhero that's going to come down and save the day. It's on us. And if we don't have people who are willing to do that, those who are doing it are going to skew the conversation to where they want to have it.
Well, Salt Lake Tribune reporter Taylor Stevens recently did a profile on the growing Democratic Socialist Party in Utah. And, it's kind of been propelled by candidates like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And we even had a candidate in House District 24, Darren Mann, who ran as a Democratic Socialist against, a bunch of other Democrats. So do you view any sort of conflict between these people who are running as Democratic Socialists, and I guess you would put them at the further left end of the party, and, these people who are running as Democrats in what's already a very conservative state? Do you think there's this conflict there?
I don't. I don't see the conflict. I think they're part of the same conversation. They're just maybe speaking about things a little differently, and they're just not quite having the translation that they need to understand each other. But really, I think that they're all a part of the same constituency, and we all want the same thing. There's just different ways of going about it. And so I don't have a problem personally. I know some people do. They think that you should be Democrat only. And that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion and they participate. And that's what it's about. It's about who shows up. We can't change the system if it's only a few people wanting to change the system from the outside and not actually putting in the work. The people who show up and put in the blood, sweat, and tears, they are the party. We have a responsibility to work towards ensuring that the people who aren't participating have a say too. But if you want to change something, you have to be the one to pick up and do it. If you leave dishes in the sink, no one's going to come along and do it for you. You have to just go ahead and wash those dishes. It's not fair. It's not fun. And it's a little angering at times because other people are around, but you have to be the one to do it. I mean, you see a problem, do something about it. You can't just wait for someone else.
Yeah, you just reminded me of those dishes in my sink, so thanks for that. But, everyone is, very aware of the partisan breakdown in Utah, right? We've got a lot of Republicans, and we have a lot less Democrats. And so being the minority party in such a Republican stronghold, We've seen what kind of Democrats can be, quote unquote, successful in big races. And I'm thinking of, you know, former Representative Jim Matheson, who is a moderate Democrat, and now Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams, who's running against Representative Mia Love, says he's so moderate he will vote against Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. But as younger Democrats seem to be trending, you know, further to the left, do you think that this is a strategy that will continue to work in a place like Utah?
It might. I think Ben is a wonderful candidate for the district, so I don't think that how he runs his race is any problem. And in fact, I was at an event with him this weekend, and the majority of his volunteers are young Democrats. They are teenagers and in college, and it says that he is able to pull in a younger demographic that maybe does skew more left than the rest of the state. But Ben is the candidate that can lead CD4. I mean, he's going to be the one that's going to fight for health care. He's going to be the one who's going to vote for Prop 2. He's the one who's going to make sure that our children, teachers, and their support staff have a good wage. I mean, we can't have these kinds of systems where we're pushing all these people out, but we also need to make sure that we're being reflective of our demographic and we're making sure that our voices are being heard and listened to. It's all about showing up. Ben shows up. I haven't seen Mia Love show up for anyone except for her donors, and that's a problem for me.
So I guess looking ahead then, how do you plan, and I know it's not just up to you, but how do you plan to invite even more people into the big tent? What is the message that maybe some more moderate Republicans need to be hearing, something that will resonate with them? Because I guess that's mostly the strategy with a candidate kind of like Ben, you know, a moderate. What do you need to be doing to bring people into the fold?
I think we're doing a really good thing by focusing on educating the public on issues that we stand for. I think that there's a lot of misconception as to what a Democrat is, especially in a state that has been skewed so heavily Republican for so long. And making sure people are having real, authentic conversations with our candidates and not just talking points that, you know, are given to the media. It's important to have the real community-based reach. That has been my focus for my entire administration thus far, has been making sure that I'm connecting with the community leaders and that I'm finding out from the communities themselves the issues, not just guessing what the problems are and how we can solve them, but really finding out what's going on the street so that we can figure out how to address those issues now and in the future and make sure that we can create a better society for all of us.
All right. Daisy Thomas, Utah Democratic Party Chair, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
There's a saying, if you're a conservative in your 20s, you have no heart. And if you're a liberal in your 30s, you have no head. Members on both sides of the political spectrum would surely debate that claim, but some people face it head on. Jill Merritt is 71, and she just joined the Salt Lake Democratic Socialists of America.
My name is Jill Merritt, and I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am a retired human resources professional and educator.
Okay, Jill. Well, today on the show, we are talking about the Democratic Party and kind of its identity nationally, but also here in Utah. And I first want to kind of get a sense of the history of your political beliefs. You know, when you were younger, did you start out as a Democrat, or how have your political beliefs evolved as you've gotten older?
Yes, I have been a lifelong Democrat, except for a brief period when I thought I was going to help choose Republican candidates, but that didn't work out, and I switched back so that I could vote for Darren Mann, a Democratic Socialist candidate who was in the primary for the House.
Okay, so that must have been a big jump then, because, you know, if you were campaigning on behalf of some Republican candidates in Utah and then you go about as left as you can in Utah to campaign for a Democratic Socialist, I mean, what prompted that jump?
Well, I didn't actually campaign for Republicans. Oh, okay. I had just come up with this idea on my own, that it was a kind of a red state solution to help the Republican Party choose better candidates. And then I found out they were actually, there was a campaign here in Utah to do that. And
are you talking about the Better Boundaries Initiative then?
No, I'm talking about people becoming Republicans in order to support John Curtis over those other people that were running against him.
Okay, so people who weren't initially registered as Republicans re-registering as Republicans so they could vote for John Curtis over his more conservative opponents.
Exactly right. And I don't know how many people did that, but he ended up winning.
So when was the first time you felt like you really needed to get involved in politics? Was there some point in your life that spurred you to political action?
I have always paid attention and voted Democratic. But until I retired, I didn't have much time for actual political engagement. And once I did that, I saw that we have to pursue every single avenue because we are in really deep trouble.
You mean right now you feel like we're in deep trouble in what way?
As a nation and a species.
Like climate change?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So maybe that speaks to why you decided to vote for Darren Mann, a Democratic Socialist, because I have heard that you are now officially a card-carrying member of the Democratic Socialist movement. So tell me about that. Yeah, tell me about that decision.
Well, the two political parties are really one party run and owned by the corporate elite. So because they have pretty much sacrificed the people for the last 35 or 40 years. And I was very, very fond of Obama, but he wasn't doing the right things either. And so I did vote for Hillary Clinton because I was pretty afraid of Trump. And that turned out to be right.
So what encouraged you to vote Democratic Socialist in the HD 24 primary this year?
I knew Darren before he decided to run for office. A couple of the other candidates were good, and the strongly establishment candidate won, and she'll do a good job. And I don't know if the day will ever come where Democratic Socialists can run, well, certainly not in Utah, but we can help move the Democratic Party into a more progressive position. And we need to do that because we have a theocracy in Utah, and there isn't really very much interest in alternative views. So not all we can do in Utah is put up progressive Democrats and try to get them in office.
Jill, I was thinking it's really interesting to talk to you because we tend to think of, you know, young people as progressives, and it seems that every generation is slightly more progressive than that of their parents. And young people who are organizing as Democratic Socialists seem to be energized by, you know, student loan debt and a lack of affordable housing. And I was just wondering, since you are a bit older than how the Democratic Socialists are being portrayed, what issues are you concerned about that Democratic Socialism can address?
Well, student loan debt is a very serious problem, and wiping it out is the answer. So
you align with those younger, you know, college students on that issue, definitely.
Absolutely. We're going to have a whole wasted generation if we don't get rid of that student loan debt. And it's got other bad consequences. But Medicare for all, peace instead of war, gun control, ending poverty. It seems like the list is pretty long.
Yeah. Well, why do you think Democratic Socialism can address this better than, you know, the Democratic mainstream establishment can?
Well, because the Democratic mainstream establishment has been co-opted by the corporate elites. And so, you know, they have some good people, but they're all at the mercy of money and politics. And so that's probably the worst thing for getting the country into a better position. We got to get the money out of politics.
Why do you think, and this is maybe just me being a little cynical, but if some democratic socialists, you know, people who ran as democratic socialists were elected, why do you think they would run any differently than anyone else who is elected?
Well, Bernie Sanders is a pretty good example. What he did was phenomenal. And if he had won the Democratic nomination, he'd probably be president now. And I have been amazed over the last year and a half about how much difference a president can make. And and so I think things would be considerably better if Bernie were president instead of Trump. You know, he holds the right opinions and would, you know, he'd have to have support in Congress instead of what Obama had, which was blatant racism, in my view. But support for a progressive democratic socialist in the presidency would change the country quickly from some of the problems it's currently got.
What's the future of the Democratic Party? Weigh in at KCPW's Facebook page, KCPW 88.3, or email us at comments@kcpw.org with your feedback and questions. Special thanks to In the Hive intern Sarah Sadikon and the rest of the KCPW team for their support of this show, as well as to Andrew Shaw, who produced the show's theme music. Thanks also to the Salt Lake Tribune for providing audio from the 2016 Bernie Sanders rally. And thank you for tuning in. You can find podcasts of In the Hive at kcpw.org. Up next is Both Sides of the Aisle. I'm Emily Means. Thanks for listening.